Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. Today is the day before we switch time to real time from daylight saving time. So everyone should spring forward tomorrow. And today is March 7th, 2015. And we're doing another show together, Al and me. I believe next week it's just going to be Al and not me. But this week we're going to be doing more expose of the CDC. You know, this vaccine business is really heating up. But the CDC is responsible for so much false information. And we feel one of our strategies really needs to be discrediting the CDC as a valid source of information due to the continuous lies that spew out of that organization on a continual basis. And it's not just vaccines. There's a lot of things, you know, some of the things they've said in the past, you know, about fluoride. You know, they say some of the top 10 health accomplishments in the 20th century, and one of them being fluoride, you know, water fluoridation. I mean, that's a public health. And vaccines, of course, are number one in their book of the top 10 public health accomplishments. You know, this is, vaccines is actually ahead of sanitation. And I believe fluoride is also. So it's pretty amazing how this agency, people actually quote it as though they're a credible organization. You know, I have, you know, one of the things that they said was, yeah, it says it's as number, it actually described fluoride in the 1999 edition of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report as number one in the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century. But usually vaccines is, but that's, you know, it switches around depending on what they want to focus on, because they've been hell-bent on making sure every municipality is fluoridated, even though in Europe they've banned it. So, you know, we have Australia, New Zealand, and in our country, and I think Canada are some of the strongholds where water fluoridation is pushed quite heavily. And so, you know, we have a growing number of public health professionals and a growing who's who of, you know, people in biochemistry that have studied this issue of what fluoride actually does in the body. And they think it's like certainly one of the top health disasters of the 20th century rather than the health benefits. But goes on and on. Some of the things they've said, we're going to talk about that more on the show. You know, just some of the things that have come out of the CDC that are just absolutely shocking is, you know, that they would actually say this. So, Al, do you have a couple things you want to say, you know, before I can go off on just, you know, one thing after another? I'm sure you have a couple highlights yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the CDC is also promoting global warming. A lot of people are afraid to go after the CDC, and I'm still trying to ponder why. We have on the Anti-Corruption Society, we posted an article that we've added to over the years, and it could be a lot longer than it is right now. And it's titled CDC, WHO, and Big Pharma, A Dangerous Network of Corruption. Now, well, the mainstream media doesn't tell anybody about all these amazing stories. The alternative media has been reporting, including Ingrid's former newspaper, Idaho Observer, has been reporting on these atrocities for a very, very, very long time. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that more people don't know about it, which is why we put up this list. Exposing that it is a network of corruption. And we even, to help people understand, defined what we mean by what is corruption, what is a network of corruption. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items that we put on our list to help people get what that means. Number one is fraud. Number two is conflict of interest. Number three is bribery. Number four is lack of transparency or concealment or deception. Number five is omitted or manipulated or omitted scientific studies. And number six is propaganda, spinning the facts to conceal the truth. decimated by the corporate mainstream, disseminated by the corporate mainstream media. And I'm pretty sure, Ingrid, that the CDC is guilty of all six, as is the World Health Organization. And of course, I guess Big Pharma isn't guilty of any of that, because as a private for-profit corporation, all of those things are perfectly lawful under their corporate charter. So,
yeah, to lie, cheat, and steal,
Yeah, I mean, in our country, it's lawful for them to lie, cheat, and steal, and they do every day. And in our country, it's lawful for the media to lie to the public, and they do every day. So we've got a list of some of them, and Ingrid knows about even more, I'm sure, some of the big stories that have come out exposing this corruption. And anyone can go there and download this, and I believe you can get a link to print it out if you want to send it to a legislator. That would be great, because they are unaware. Most of the legislators do not read alternative media. They just listen to what is being told to them by Big Pharma and by the CDC. And then, of course, they watch the mainstream media so they know what the public is being told. But I'd like to mention a couple of these, and I know Ingrid's got some more. Number one, former Merck doctor predicts Gardasil will be the greatest medical scandal of all times. This was written by Ethan Huff. What is his name again? Yeah, Ethan Huff at Natural News.
Right.
And this came out in April 2014. And he stated, a top physician who used to work for the drug giant Merck & Company, creator of the Gardasil vaccine for cervical cancer, has made some groundbreaking public admissions about the dangers and ineffectiveness of this controversial jab. During a recent interview with the French magazine Principes, whichever it is, du Santé, Dr. Bernard Dalberg confessed that Gardasil is a worthless vaccine that not only fails to protect against cervical cancer, but also puts individuals at risk of paralysis, encephalitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and a host of other debilitating ailments. That just really caught my eye. I mean, that's outrageous. And then you've got them wanting that on the list of a vaccine required to attend our public schools. We're going to have to play hardball, Ingrid. This is outrageous. I have two grandchildren who are just around the age where they're going to want to inject him with Gardasil. And there are children across the country, my grandchildren aren't the only children that count, that are going to be injected with this dangerous, toxic drug. So why are people holding back exposing the CDC, Ingrid? That is the big question. When we've got a list of their, really, their crimes, that's a mile long.
You know, I can't really figure that out. I mean, there are people in the network that don't feel like that's a good strategy, that they're pretty stuck on that we're going to win this issue on the freedom of choice issue. Well, it doesn't work on the fluoride issue, actually. You know, it doesn't work on, you know, the whole freedom of choice issue doesn't work on many of these issues. You have to discredit the source. You know, the fluoride issue in our area did prevail on the freedom of choice issue because it's municipal water, and that means, you know, you can't choose whether you're going to have this medication. Not everyone, you know, can actually have fluoridated water, and it's very difficult to remove from the water. This is quite a bit different. You know, the vaccine issue is quite a bit different because they have so many lies that have been propagated through the public school system and in the mainstream media. The herd immunity myth is writ large in people's mind. I just don't see how, you know, that's going to prevail, the freedom of choice aspect, when people are so stuck on the medicine I take won't work unless you take it too. I mean, they are absolutely stuck there. And it's just, it's crazy. It defies logic, but, you know, that people have been dumbed down. I mean, it's been proven that fluoride and aluminum and the vaccines, all the things in the vaccines and fluoride, lower IQ, and we have a whole population that's been dumbed down and really cannot think logically and clearly. As it is, that seems to be the case. And so I feel like discrediting, that's probably the best tactic we can do, is discrediting the validity of the CDC, as well as you know, pushing the liability issue through the vaccination notice and elsewhere, that, you know, this is a pure profit business on the vaccine front, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and let me mention a couple other stories. One of them on our page is the retired pharmacist blows the whistle on the vaccine mandates and profiteers. That's an important story, and we will post this whole thing on In Defense of Humanity program links, which is on one of the tabs at the top of the page of the anticorruptionsociety.com, so people can see it. This was written by a retired pharmacist, Christine Severin, who attempted to be a lobbyist in Ohio, I think it was 2000, 2001, one of those years, and was in opposition of the mandating the chickenpox vaccine. She did a thorough investigation of the whole system and put it down in this one article explaining how the money moves around behind the scenes. That seems to be a missing link for the people in this, is what kind of money is moving around behind the scenes. We can write all the letters we want to our senators, you know, because we're honest, we're straightforward. We want them to protect our right of choice. But at the same time, how many of these people, of these good parents, these good people who are smart enough to know the vaccines are dangerous, actually are aware of how much is happening behind the scenes, Ingrid? And we ran across this several times in our research. Our website, Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, started out being for Ohioans in 2009, and we followed the money trail for the permanent state of emergency regarding health, Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, and watched how the money went on behind the scenes. First, they offered the grants, and they signed memorandums of understanding that if they can get this legislation passed and they can get this other requirement, then they are entitled to the money that's being dangled in front of them. So by the time the legislators are asked to vote on it, there is a good chance, I haven't proven it yet in this one, but there people need to understand, there's a good chance that the money has already exchanged hands. This could be a done deal already.
Right.
Which is why last week we talked about...
In fact, I find that that's actually... Yeah, what usually is the case, that there's these agencies that it's already a done deal with the federal government. Like, we have legislation in our state, and, you know, what they just need, it's already happened, the whole deal has happened between the agency and the federal government. And then they go to the legislators for a blanket approval so that the statute matches their administrative rules, you know, through the Administrative Procedures Act that has been implemented in all the states that empowers these agencies to develop rules, but they're supposed to be in compliance with the legislature and their statutes. But, you know, the legislature is pretty marginalized in the face of the federal funding to these specific agencies, and then they ask for further funding through the state legislatures. But most of the big control happens at the federal level of the states. There's no state sovereignty by any stretch of the imagination at all anymore. You know, people like to be think that, you know, we have, you know, the 10th Amendment is functional, but it's just absolutely not. We saw that with the Affordable Health Care Act.
We've talked about this before, that since the permanent state of national emergency was launched in 1933, this network of agencies, all on the Federal Register, has been growing to the point where it's now to the size of 450 agencies. And they go out in these different communities, in these different legislatures, and these agencies, one agency from the federal government will offer that public health agency in your state money and ask them to sign a contract, and they'll get money if they will agree to these terms. That's what a corporate government does. They're bound by the laws of contracts. So all these contracts and grants are flying around without the public being even remotely aware of it. And we're going back to the fact that it's a corporate structure. It's a, as you posted in that article in 2007, it's a franchise network of corporations. And they're doing business, and they hold these elections to kind of fool us, basically. Mm-hmm. It's mind control. It's perception management. Meanwhile, they're moving things in like Department of Homeland Security. I mean, how many people voted on turning their local police or their local sheriff's department into a police state? Nobody voted on that. That was a contract that came out of Washington. They dangled money in front of the different counties, and they took the money, and they took the equipment, and the terms of condition resulted in the creation of a police state.
Mm-hmm.
So we
yeah,
keep...
going back to the H... yeah, I was just going to mention some other things, because, I mean, there's so much stuff on the CDC. This is the way it works, obviously. But the CDC absolutely needs to be dead center on being discredited. I mean, really, that's, you know, I just kind of want to pull back on that, because it's just like so many things that they've done are so heinous. I mean, from all these pandemics that they promoted and hyped, you know, the SARS, then it was, you know, bird flu. I mean, we were just talking about the ones in the last, 12 years, you know. I mean, what about the smallpox? That was even, you know, right after 9/11. I mean, we have Tommy Thompson, that was the Health and Human Services Secretary back then, ordering 300 million doses of smallpox vaccine, and the CDC hyping it up that we needed to have everyone vaccinated, that we were going to, you know, although smallpox was allegedly eradicated, we needed to protect ourselves from the event that they're going to disseminate it as a biological weapon after the terrorists took down the trade centers. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, it's pretty serious. And this, to me, the Gardasil, and now there's Cervarix from GlaxoSmithKline, but most states are purchasing the Gardasil in large quantities. They have a new Gardasil vaccine, Gardasil 9, that has 9 different human papillomaviruses in it, and it has double the amount of aluminum. It's much more toxic. I think it has 500 micrograms of aluminum, and it's you know, obviously going to be a lot more deadly, a 9-in-1 shot. And right now there's over 200 deaths that have been reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System from Gardasil. And that's not the new version, which is genetically engineered. So anyway, I mean, it was never even licensed. Most people don't even realize that it was never even licensed to prevent cervical cancer. You know, that was not part of it. So we're coming up on a break. Please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity, and we will take calls after the break.
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Ingrid Castle. My co-host, Al Whitney, we were talking about the HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix, and just how dangerous they are. This is the CDC promoting it in the adult vaccine schedule. For 2015, it recommends three doses, 500 micrograms of aluminum in each one. They're coming out with Gardasil 9. We're just bracing ourselves for that danger. But it's 19 years old to 26 years old. They are targeting, the ages that women and men, the young, when they're having babies. This is when most people conceive their children, is in the age group from 19 to 26. It's not recommended for the age groups 27 through 65, which is the time that most of the people that are going to get cervical cancer do. It is usually in their 40s, I've been told. That's when the highest incidence of cervical cancer is in that age group. But it's not recommended. It's recommended when they're most fertile, and it's often called a sterilizing vaccine. Very, very few people carry their children to full term if they actually do get pregnant after they've had even one dose of one of these vaccines. It's just amazing what's going on with this one vaccine that's never was licensed to even prevent cervical cancer. I mean, there's no proof. There's no proof. That's what it was. It was alleged that it would prevent, but it was all based on these HPV viruses actually being causal agents, which they are not. Most people have it, these different viruses in their system at one point or another in their life, and it's never been a clear association. In fact, there's been cervical cancer cases where these viruses aren't present at all. So, what are these viruses? That's what we want to know. Have they been isolated? Have they been... we talk about viruses all the time, but not to this, as of this date today, not anyone has ever been able to isolate a virus and prove its existence. I mean, there are particles all kinds of particles. And that's pretty amazing in itself. I mean, there's been, you know, offers of rewards for anyone that can isolate a particular virus and prove its existence, and nobody's been able to take them up on it. So we talk about viruses really because we're just, you know, talking about their language, you know, but it's still, you know, the truth is stranger than fiction, actually, you know, when you really look at it. So I wanted to move on from that because I want people to be aware that this isn't just a depopulation agenda. This is a sterilizing agenda, you know, with these vaccines and the HPV in particular. So there's so much other stuff about the CDC, too. Go ahead.
Well, it's worse than sterilizing. I mean, some people are aware that I am a retired registered respiratory therapist, and I did take care of patients who had Guillain-Barré, and maybe the public doesn't know what Guillain-Barré is. Guillain-Barré can present exactly like quadriplegia, and it is truly, truly tragic. I mean, it is hideous. I mean, just imagine if you got a Guillain-Barré reaction. I mean, it makes me cry to think of my granddaughter or my grandson getting this outrageous reaction where you can't move your body at all. You're just laying there. And the ones I took care of, they could not even breathe. So we had them on ventilators. They couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. They could cough. And some of them were that way for months. Some of them die. Some of them come back partially. It's hideous. So to take a chance on Guillain-Barré with a 13-year-old child who isn't even sexually active and may not be for 10 years, you don't know. It's just outrageous. It's completely outrageous to take a young, and there they are going right into puberty at a time when their hormones are moving, they're changing, their bodies are changing. That's an important time for them to be healthy. It is not an important time for them to be injected with toxins. So this is not an accident. There's no doubt in my mind that the goal is to cause harm to our young adults right when they hit their teenage years. There's no doubt. There's the evidence is everywhere. All people have to do is read this, the one article, the former Merck doctor predicts Gardasil will become the greatest medical scandal of all time. In that article, he exposes that the top people in the industry are totally aware of this.
Yep.
Now, how anyone can think we're not supposed to expose them when they're doing this on purpose, they're totally aware, it just kind of boggles my mind. I don't
see especially since each individual state is wanting to purchase large lots of Gardasil vaccine as part of their Vaccines for Children programs, and the insurance companies are being hit with the bill. So we're coming up on another break. Please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity, and we will take calls the second hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I wanted to mention some things more about the CDC. I mean, how many people realize that their budget's over $15 billion a year? And way back in 2007, there was a report called CDC Off-Center, and it was from the Senate Oversight Committee. Senator Coburn wrote a 115-page oversight report, and some of the waste is, I mean, this agency needs to be eliminated for some of the stuff they do. Can you imagine spending $335 million on ads to fight childhood obesity? I mean, do we have less childhood obesity today? I don't think so. I mean, these are ads that they put out all over the place to encourage children to not eat junk food. Well, geez, you know, they put all kinds of stuff in the junk food that make it addictive to eat the junk, you know. And a lot of parents, they can't really afford that much, so they end up buying cheap things, you know, these top ramen meals and stuff. And, your kids are going to get obese from that kind of thing. So when you go to any kind of food bank, I mean, how many people are on food stamps? My gosh, you know, in order to afford quality food, it does cost money. And most parents that are in very tight budgets, they will resort to very inexpensive junk food, GMOs. All of this leads to obesity. So, you know, $335 million in ads to fight childhood obesity when they're spending money on, saying that GMOs are safe, MSG is safe, aspartame is safe, fluoride is good for you, excellent for your teeth, good for your bones. And don't forget vaccines. Oh my gosh, they'll save us from these deadly diseases. I mean, one lie after another. And I like what Janice Barcelo said when she was exposing the CDC in her book. She says, I think it was December 2014, the CDC came out with, and this is a quote, that medical evidence suggests that benefits of male circumcision outweigh the risks. And this is after countless studies. She went ahead and listed about 50 studies showing that male circumcision, they also said data now indicates that male circumcision reduces the risk of male HIV acquisition through penile vaginal sex. It absolutely does not. And this has been proven over and over again that actually circumcision is not healthy at all, and actually a form of genital mutilation, much like they do in many Muslim countries to females. And people that have actually researched the topic have chosen not to circumcise their boys. It's a lot different from what they did in traditional Jewish cultures, where they just clipped the... This is not going to be a lecture about circumcision, I just want you to know, but they just clipped the end of the foreskin, and it wasn't, you know, removing the entire foreskin, exposing the glands, which is absolutely criminal to me. But anyway, anyone that wants to research it, they'd come to the same conclusion, you know, that circumcision is a form of male genital mutilation, is actually very harmful. But anyway, that's just one of the things. But I like, she said, also, oh my gosh, I remember this too. You know, I mean, anything that comes about vaccines, I'm always like, oh, I'm all ears. And the CDC, you know, certainly has a penchant for recommending practices that are harmful to children. She says, for example, in 2010, the CDC released a paper that recommended that mothers delay breastfeeding in order to boost vaccine efficacy. And I don't know if you remember that was, you know, what, 4 years ago, they said that in a study recommending that they withhold breastfeeding to boost the effectiveness of the rotavirus vaccine, because they needed it. They said the breast milk boosted the immune system too much, lending to the rotavirus vaccine being less effective. I mean, you know, in other words, if you remove the breast milk, then the vaccines will do a better job. I mean, is this crazy or what? I mean, the breast milk is and breastfeeding in general, not just the milk and, you know, putting your breast milk in a bottle, but there's so much more to the whole breastfeeding experience than just the nutrients in the milk. And to try to discourage breastfeeding in order to boost the efficacy of the rotavirus vaccine and claiming, I mean, this is just another crazy thing that they do. It's just one thing after another. So you have to really scrutinize everything that comes out of the CDC, because, you know, I haven't really seen anything honest and truthful come out of that agency. And people say, well, you can't just throw it all out, you know. It can't be 100% wrong. Well, show me something that you consider truthful and correct. They doctor their statistics. I mean, you went over several things, Al, you know, fraud and, you know, different things that they do. But we have so much evidence of them doctoring their statistics. You know, how many people die of the flu every year? Remember that one? What is it?
Oh, yeah. Remember Dr. David Lewis.
How many
did
they say?
Dr. David Lewis said, you can't trust anything they say. Period. And I thought that was sweeping. That is sweeping, meaning they manipulate all their figures.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, they what is it, like 30,000? They would say like 30,000. All, you know, some incredible amount of people die of the flu every year. And when you start working the figures, it was like 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000. You know, some crazy amount, you know. And when you start looking at how they came up with this figure, they're including anyone that dies in a hospital of pneumonia, pesticide poisoning, anyone that had any disease or illness that mimicked flu symptoms at all, you know, food poisoning.
Right.
They would, that would all get included into their, you know, 30,000.
And I'm afraid that the legislators are in the system and they know where the money comes from, and they're subject to the mainstream media, so I don't think they get this information that you and I are talking about. They actually believe the CDC is an honorable organization protecting the public's health. And honestly, it couldn't be further from the truth. So they're making decisions based on purely corrupt, inaccurate information, which is causing harm to everyone. Now, you remember this scandal, Ingrid. Do you remember when, and Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote about this in March 2010, the central figure in CDC vaccine cover-up absconds with $2 million. A central figure behind the Center for Disease Control claims disputing the link between vaccines and autism and other neurological disorders has disappeared after official discovered massive fraud involving the theft of millions in taxpayer dollars. Danish police are investigating Dr. Paul Thorsen, who has vanished along with almost $2 million that he had supposedly spent on research. Thorsen was a leading member of a Danish research group that wrote several key studies supporting CDC's claim that the MMR vaccine and mercury-laden vaccines were safe for children. I mean, I wonder how many legislators know about that.
Well, exactly. I mean, do you realize that Paul Thorsen, he coordinated a series of studies between the CDC and this, you know, I don't know how to say, AARHUS University and the Staten Serum Institute in Denmark. And he was indicted in 2011 in our country on 13 counts of wire fraud involving the CDC and 9 counts of money laundering. And you know what happened? I mean, he was indicted, but he's in Denmark. He's living high on the hog on that $2 million, and there's been no attempt to extradite him. Now, you know, look at how they are trying to go after all these other people and extradite them. Look at all the people at Abu Ghraib and the horrible things that they've done there. And then we have
we've got William Engdahl, who does great research. He wrote in January 2010 that WHO, World Health Organization, scientists, corruption scandals appear endemic. And he said, quote, the scientists perhaps most influential in the vaccine decisions of WHO since the outbreak of SARS in Asia and avian flu several years ago is Holland's professor Albert Osterhaus, known as Mr. Flu. Osterhaus lost his shrine recently when the Dutch parliament was forced to investigate his ties to the pharma industry. Not only is Osterhaus the connecting person in an international network that has been described as the pharma mafia, he is the key advisor to WHO on influenza and is intimately positioned to personally profit from the billions of euros in vaccines allegedly aimed at H1N1. Now, doesn't that sound like Dr. Paul Offit in our country?
It sure does.
I mean, this is
outrageous.
And yet people are still afraid to go there. People are afraid to expose this. And it's like the big elephant in the room. And you have to question, why don't we want to expose this? I mean, all these good researchers.
Right.
And,
I mean, this is...
Go ahead.
Right. Well, the thing is here we have Thorson, who's a criminal, and all of the studies that he coordinated and co-authored with different other people with the CDC, you know, Frank Stefano, even William Thompson, you know, the CDC whistleblower that's been talked about. He co-authored many of these papers, too, with Colleen Boyle, who is another CDC employee, and she was also a co-author on the fraudulent DeStefano paper, which is the one William Thompson's exposing, you know, the one that showed that there was not a higher incidence of autism in African-American boys that were given the MMR vaccine before 36 months of age. But there was 3.5 times higher in the actual figure. So what we're saying is that all of these people that were part of this fraud, they're not being indicted. There's nothing happening to them. They have their jobs. They're rewarded for the fraud. And, business goes on. I mean, Thorson, you know, 13 counts of wire fraud involving the CDC and 9 of money laundering. I mean, in our courts, he actually was indicted. Nothing happened. Studies aren't retracted. But, you know, they go after Wakefield. I mean, it's pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah. Well, and people, I don't know how many Americans or how many legislators are aware that during the pandemic, and even before then, I think Dr. Tenpenny may have reported on this, they are seeking to take the model of the CDC that, as it sits in its position in the United States, and make the World Health Organization the same model for all the United Nations countries, which mm-hmm. would mean that all of this corruption would just be bumped up, and they want to have one agency decide that everybody gets vaccinated and everybody gets fluoridated and decide the rules regarding quarantine and Codex Alimentarius. And, you know, mm-hmm. that way they can spread the poisoning of the population out across the globe from a central position. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people are aware that that is the game. That is where they want to go.
Right.
This is one world government, people. I hope all the vaccine aware community understands the big picture is centralization of control. Not only along right. with the currency and the food system, they want everybody to eat GMO. The medical health industry, they also wish to set the standards and control. And the building industry. Oh, Ingrid, it just goes on all over.
Right. Well, so, I'll remember Simpson Wood. I think Simpson Wood was really telling because I hear it was in a retreat, Simpson Wood, just outside of the CDC in Atlanta. And they called an emergency meeting because of the high incidence of autism they knew was likely connected to the increasing amounts of vaccines given on the schedule. And they all, well, most of them, not all of them, but most of them contained mercury, and the FDA kept approving the vaccines while the CDC kept increasing the schedule without looking at the cumulative effects of the amount of thimerosal being given. And according to the Centers for Disease Control later, infants may have been exposed to 12.5 micrograms at birth, 62.5 micrograms of mercury at 2 months, 50 micrograms at 4 months, 62.5 micrograms at 6 months, you know. And this is back then. We're talking, this is 15 years ago. And it was so, the cumulative amount is that by the time they're 18 months and they get the non-thimerosal-containing MMR vaccine, it just pushes them over the edge and they get full-blown autism, which is why once they got the MMR vaccine, that was pretty much it. You know, your body is so vulnerable to all the toxins in that particular live virus vaccine that it puts them over the edge and they stop talking. But the total amount back then, we're talking, you know, several years ago, was 237.5 micrograms of mercury during the first 18 months of life. That was according to the schedule back then. And believe me, the schedule's nothing like it is today. And instead of mercury, we have aluminum. And aluminum is very, very toxic when it's injected into your system. And we have formaldehyde and all these other toxins, you know, polysorbate 80, phenol, which is carbolic acid, never supposed to even be safe touching it on the skin. That's inside these shots too. So, you know, it goes on and on. This is all recommended for our children to keep them safe. And so, you know, just blatant lies one after the other. This is all business to keep the population chronically sick and ailing. And so really, to me, everything the CDC says is suspect and should be considered a lie, an out-and-out lie. I mean, you know, it would be better if you did just the opposite of what the CDC tells you to do. And we're coming up on a break, so please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity. And remember, we're going to be taking your calls at the top of the hour. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Okay, welcome back. I'm Ingrid Castle, and this is Al Whitney, my co-host, and we are going to take callers, but we want to talk a little bit about strategy in the face of, you know, forced vaccination. It seems like we, you know, everywhere we turn, we feel like we're being boxed in. So it's not just the vaccine issue. It's a lot of issues, but I think the vaccine issue becomes pretty front and center, you know, when it's part of Healthy People 2020 and it's part of the Affordable Health Care Act, and more people, you know, that are in the system and participating and have health insurance and are employed and, you know, in a regular way, you know, have jobs and, you know, with a corporation, you know, whether it's a hospital or, you know, a corporation that's in your city or town, you know, or even a state employee. I mean, that, you know, you have to admit that, you know, people that you run into, most people have a regular job or retired from a regular job. The government is a cushy job. A lot of people are employed by the government, you know, whether it's the county or the state. Or one of their agencies, and these people are all going to be subject to, you know, mandated vaccines. That could happen as part of the proposal that was in the Federal Register. It certainly looked that way, and many people have interpreted it that way. And in order to get their, you know, 95% herd immunity, that's certainly, you know, what seems to be out there in their mind. And so we need to, you know, have some kind of strategy of how we're going to be able to counter this. We really want to explore that with you and our listeners, actually. But the main prongs that we came up on, I think, you know, Al, you might want to go ahead and elaborate on that. I've been talking about it till I'm blue in the face, but you have too, actually. That is, the whole freedom of choice issue isn't going to fly with this particular,
right,
you know.
Well, and we've
mandated
got
mandated vaccines. Just
we've got two things going on, at least. But the freedom of choice, you know, parental choice on vaccine, is very similar to the GMO called Just Label It. They had an organization called Just Label It, okay? And the idea behind the Just Label, mm-hmm, the GMO, was choice. If it's all labeled, then the public gets to choose if they want GMOs or not. So the Just Label It is also the choice argument. And on March 6th, Friday, yesterday, the health ranger, Mike Adams, wrote about an expose, and here was the title of it: Exclusive Just Label It Organization, a GMO Greenwashing Corporate Front Group, says industry insiders. So instead of exposing the horrors of GMA food, all of these grassroots advocates and all got sidetracked, and instead of spending all their time and energy and money exposing how bad GMO food is, they were diverted to using all their time, energy, and money into this campaign for Just Label It. Now, I think this is exactly the same thing. I think we've got the same thing going on in the vaccine aware movement, where Ingrid and I are trying to expose the criminals behind it and the toxins and get everybody involved in educating the public about the fact that they're dangerous. Big Pharma has an exemption from liability. Okay? So it's not about just choice. This week I got a letter. I got sent a copy of a letter that a parent had written to Senator Feinstein from California, who is considering legislation making all Head Start children a requirement for all Head Start children to be, now there's a new term coming out called fully vaccinated. And this individual wrote a letter explaining legitimate, excellent reasons why this should not be done. But I'd like to read you like the first part of this response that Senator Feinstein